episode number 211, End of Summer.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Yep, that's right. We're back at you for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
Wait. What is this end of summer crap?
End of summer. Well, you know, it's the first day of fall. So technically, summer is over.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
What is it then?
It's summer plus. It's summer part two. It's
Sure wish the temperature would agree with that.
Well, you're on crack.
Okay.
No, you're wrong. Well, you know, I guess, you know. Oh, I'm Jason, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm just bitter that summer's actually ending.
And we're going to have to be putting our cars away soon. Probably, I'm going to try and hold off as long as possible this year. I'm not putting it away until there's enough snow on the ground that I cannot drive my Camaro in.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, I guess the bright side is that I can pull out the old snowmobiles.
Yeah.
And I can try to kill myself on the ice again.
Yeah, that's fine.
You'll find somebody else to co-host the show.
Yeah.
What do you care, right? Get your dog or your kid or something in here.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so the summer's...
Summer's over.
And what a good summer we had, though.
Sure was. First summer of the new Camaro. Oh, God.
This time last year...
We were looking forward to the summer. Right.
We're like, bring on winter, because that'll bring on spring, and that'll bring on the summer of Camaro. And,
yeah.
And that was one of our previous episodes, Summer of Camaro, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Gosh, what a cool summer it's been so far. You know, and you folks on the West Coast that we always mention how much we hate you.
For their temperatures.
Their temperature, yeah. You know, you can drive your cars year-round without problem or issue. We don't have that luxury.
No, not at all.
So anybody who lives on the West Coast, don't call in. We don't want to hear about it.
Or down south.
Yeah, in fact, just, you know, Midwest sucks. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, period.
All right, well, you know, let's take a look back on summer. You know, what'd you do in the summer? We went to car shows.
Car shows. Got the Camaros.
Yeah. Well, yeah, obviously.
That was even before summer started. Summer doesn't officially start till June 21st.
God,
we had our
short.
Camaros before that.
Yeah.
So basically the spring.
Yeah, I still feel like I got robbed because it seems like it lasted about a week and a half.
Yeah, this summer was weird.
Yeah.
You know, it was a couple of weeks of raining straight, and then it would warm up, but only to 75, 78.
Yeah, right.
And then it'll get cold and rain again. And we had like maybe 2 weeks out of the entire summer where it was actually in the mid-90s. But then we had horrible thunderstorms.
Yeah, my basement leaked.
And then the power goes out.
Oh, that's right. So I got all my guns and my survival kits and everything, and I was ready.
So, yeah, I feel like we got robbed this year.
And then the power came back on, and I looked like an idiot in my front yard wearing my camouflage clothing. Oh, yeah, God. We did. God, how many times did I eat a Sonic this year, driving up there in my Camaro? Well, you and I did a couple of times.
You know.
I guess this is the point where we should prompt our audience, dear listeners, to start kicking around car storage tips and ideas and tricks. We do this every...
Fall,
which is where we're headed, I guess.
Autumn.
I'm starting to see dead leaves on my yard.
Yep.
Yeah, I am so bummed. So anyway, just keep that in mind. We'll run a contest or something like that in the near future. So, but, you know, enjoy your Camaro, Firebird.
As much as you can.
Hovercraft, pogo stick, whatever you got, because it's on the way out, man. And I heard, and I don't know if this is true or not,
yes?
That the milder the summer, the more brutal the winter.
Really? So, well, we had an extremely brutal winter last year.
Yeah, so we might get completely annihilated this year.
Ugh.
Yeah, break out the snowmobiles, man.
I have to go talk to a couple librarians and see what the Farmer's Almanac says.
There you go. There you go. You come back and you report on the next
That's
podcast.
Right.
All right.
Yep.
So what else we got going on here? Got a Hershey's contest going on that we'll mention real quick and give a link for. There's a paint mismatch issue that has been debunked.
Yep.
Bunch of voicemails you were telling me, right?
Oh, yeah.
And a couple other tidbits here and there, but I guess moving right into the Hershey's promo.
Yeah, go to Hershey's.com/sweetride.
Why?
Because you can win a Camaro.
Really?
And you can enter once a day until, I think, later this fall, December, maybe?
Oh, my God.
So you can enter once a day and win a Camaro. So it's probably going to be an SS because it says MSRP around 35 something. So
nice.
Unless it's going to be an RS car with
fully loaded
21-inch wheels. And
hey, you know what? Free is free.
Free is free.
Well, sort of. I guess somebody made mention on the discussion thread in the 2010 forums that you got to keep in mind, you got to pay applicable taxes.
Absolutely.
And that
title, licensing, mm-hmm. all that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it winds up, I think they added up to be like $8,000 where they live.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But you know what? It's, you know, $35,000 Camaro for $8,000. It's still a pretty good bargain. Plus, you probably get a lifetime supply of chocolate.
Yeah, something like that. I think first place is like a hat. You go from a Camaro to a hat.
We give out a hat or thereabouts every week here. I know, so
cheap,
you know,
bastards.
I was going to say Hershey's, you know, once the car is gone, you guys get cheap.
Yeah.
So what's that link again, Chris?
Hershey's.com/sweetride. I'll put that in the show notes as well.
It's kind of a cool website, too.
It is.
It was. I fiddled with it a little bit. A
little video of the inside speedometer. Mm-hmm. Looks good.
It's like the old play school little toy thing where there's a little activity everywhere. You just got to hunt for it. So I hope somebody from our board wins, man.
Yeah.
Our community would be great. There's been issues about the Camaro with paint mismatching.
Yes. I remember we were at a party earlier this summer.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
In Canada, eh?
Great beer.
When we were talking about this exact issue, and Scott was talking to us, and he was talking about the differences. It was not exactly a paint mismatch. It was the surfaces between the bumper and the car and how it's one whole panel. And it's just the way you saw the paint. It wasn't a mismatch in the paint. And then this week, GM puts out a bulletin for people to, you know, kind of look at and see the difference between, they had like a test piece of metal.
Yeah, right.
And painted and how it can look differently.
Well, the problem is the design of the car. Especially when you go from like the trailing edge of the door to the leading edge of the rear quarter fender, you know, they're on two entirely different planes. So they're going to, depending on the paint, you know, like the color of the pigment used, it's going to refract the light differently.
Because you saw this immediately with your Cyber Gray.
Well, that was, I noticed it in the difference between my front fender and the front clip, the nose right. cone of the car. And I originally believed that it was because there's two different materials used, so they have to use two different types of paint or two different adhesion processes. Right. But that's, you know, you got to get that in the right light. However, going back to the rear quarter and the door, man, there's a dramatic angle. You know, they're just different. So what this document that GM sent us, and we posted in its entirety in downloadable and printable downloadable version as well as HTML version there in the 2010 forums, they give an example of, you know, the paint is the same, but the angles are different, and that's why it looks different. You know, and it's almost as different as, you know, the sun shining on a house and then a little bit of shade on the house, but while still daylight, obviously it's going to throw a different color on things, and that's pretty much the difference. You can't change the physics of it. You can change the design of the car, but then it wouldn't look as good as what it does.
Right, exactly.
I don't think it's a big deal. You only see it when you look for it.
Right.
At that point, check it out.
I think it was a good bulletin. You know, before you go into your dealer, grab this, take a look at it, because they're probably just going to give you the same bulletin.
Right. So, you know, save yourself a trip unless you want to go there and buy some cool accessories.
Right.
But yeah, I think it was a good thing that they did. The pictures really, really tell a story. So, moving into voicemails here.
Oh, boy.
You said we got a bunch, huh?
We have like five.
Well, I guess without further delay, why don't you just kick them off and we'll see who gets to win a prize this week.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Tim from moderncamaro.com. Hey, you guys left Ohio really too early because Petters showed up with their new Camaro setup, and I just went for a ride in it, and I just went for a ride in it before you did, so had to rub it in a little bit. So Pete wants to say something.
You know, I was saving his first Forum Guru test ride in a fully Petterized Camaro for Z28 and Jason and Chris, but you know, since you blew me off and left early, I had to go Modern Camaro, guys. Sorry. See you guys.
Sure, just rub it in, Pete, Tim. Just rub it in.
Well, I got a couple of questions.
Okay.
First of all, he said he was saving the ride for Forum Gurus, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's still saving it then. We haven't ridden in it yet.
Well, you did.
Well, I did, but not not both of us.
Eventually, this week.
And second of all, Tim, what's the birth date of your website? Oh, burn! That's right.
Tim's a good friend of ours, so yeah, we're allowed to do that.
We bust each other's chops all the time. He's a great friend. It's cool that yeah, Tim, you got to ride there at, in the petterized Camaro there at the NEOCC show, which was a great show. I did ride in the car, as you mentioned, a couple, 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Pete was in town, and so we went for a spin. It's amazing. It's really amazing that you can put that kind of power down on the kind of surface we were on effectively.
Yeah.
Their system works. In fact, in about a week or so, I should be getting my coilover kit as well. So we'll talk about that more in the future. But Tim, glad you got to have a spin in it. It's an awesome car, and you don't win a prize, by the way. And Pete, well, whoever does win a prize, you're going to pay for it because we're going to be giving them Petter's shirts or something like that. So anyway, cool, man. Thanks for that voicemail.
Yeah, thanks.
You got another one?
Yeah, sure do.
Hey, guys. Spent 2 hours at the Chevy dealer today in the process of purchasing a 2LT Camaro. Before purchasing, I wanted to sit in the car because I've heard about complaints about being a 10-year-old sitting in the car of your father that you stole due to the high door sill. What I was disappointed to find out is, so I sit in the front seat, and I'm 5'10", but I have to push the seat back most of the way just so that I can stretch my legs out with the automatic, and at that point, I can hardly reach the steering wheel. And another disappointment was, hey, you know, I had to sell my wife on putting my son, my seven-month-old son's baby seat in the back seat, and so I tried to get in the back seat when I positioned the front seat, no freaking way. So I get in the back seat, push it up, and think, well, okay, well, let me try to get in the front seat now. No freaking way. Four adults can't sit in that car. No way. At least definitely not for more than a few miles. So I'm stuck. I can't get this Camaro because I just can't sit in it comfortably, and I'm bummed. So would appreciate your feedback on how you adjust the seat in order to comfortably sit in the car with what to me is kind of a strange seating position. Love the podcast. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Well, that was an interesting voicemail.
He must have no torso.
We can describe our experiences in our Camaros, and I have a one-year-old son, so I do have a baby seat in the back seat, but why don't you, Jason, talk about how to comfortably adjust the front seat?
Well, I guess...
And you're 5'10", aren't you?
I wish.
Oh,
I'm 5'7" or 8", depending on... But, you know, we're talking 2 inches difference.
And yeah.
It's a significant amount, but not a drastic amount. I hear what you're saying about the steering wheel feel, especially if you're coming from a fourth gen or even a third gen where the steering wheel can be positioned pretty much right down to your thighs. Can't be done in this car, but the one thing I'd like to... My first question is, did you know that the steering wheel is a telescoping steering wheel? Once you're adjusting it up and down, you also can give it a pull, and it'll come towards you further, and it may make up that gap between your reach, right?
Yeah.
He did mention that, right?
Right.
Okay, good. I thought I heard that right. So if the salesperson, sales droid, sales monkey, didn't instruct you on that, maybe you want to give it a second chance to see if you can find a comfortable seating position with the steering wheel pulled as far towards you as possible.
Yeah.
And then as far as the baby seat,
yeah, I've got a one-year-old son that I've got a baby seat in. It's behind the passenger seat.
Yeah.
So he's in and out every day when I pick him up from daycare and stuff like that. And as we all know, the passenger seat isn't power. So basically, all I do is, in one fell swoop, I slide the seat forward and pull the seat down and then put him right into his car seat. Now, I know with maybe a little bit younger child, you have the whole seat that actually fits into a base and then locks in. You might already have the kid in the seat, mm-hmm. and then you put it into the base. I would do the same thing. Just slide the seat forward and then just lock them right in. And it's not that big of a deal. I have really gotten used to it. And
when you say one swoop, you're talking right hand on the...
Left hand
on the back.
On the back.
And then right hand on the slider.
Right hand on the slider.
And then just one...
One full swoop, I just move the whole seat forward, and right. then that means the seat goes forward,
uh-huh.
and the back goes backwards, or forward, and then I just put Vito right in the back seat.
You know, one thing I did notice, and I'm not saying that our caller experienced this, but a lot of people don't know that the seat back release to make it go forward. I mean, the back portion of the seat where you put your back on. There's a handle on the back. A lot of people reach down where the side bolster is, where the hip is, and they go, right. It must not go forward. And not, I don't know if that's the case.
You know what we should do? We should post a link again to that video of you getting in the back seat of a car.
Yeah.
And you show how you position the seat, and then, but that was getting into the back seat behind the driver.
Right. When the seat was moved forward.
Right.
Well, you know, every car needs to make certain accommodations. I mean, I'd love to find a car that's perfect for everybody. Doesn't exist. It's a unicorn. It's the green clovers and blue diamonds or whatever they say. You know, everybody's different, and we try to acknowledge this as much as possible. Certain adjustments need to be made. If the telescoping thing didn't get tried, go back and try it again, and also try both adjustments on the passenger seat for that kid's seat. Yeah. Call us back. Let us know if you already did try this and it's just not going to work for you, or if you do go back and it does work for you, we'd really like a follow-up on this if you got the time.
Yeah.
Good voicemail. Thank you very much for that. Good luck.
Okay. We've got another one here.
All right.
Hey, guys. Bearsy 28 here. Chris, I sent you a link there. It says Forbes narrows down the 12 hardest cars to find. Auto knows recalls and blog driver's side. And guess who's tied for the number two spot? Rather ironic between the two extremes here is the 2010 Camaro and a Toyota Prius. So I figured that's actually kind of interesting. I thought I read something else where it was saying something about the Mustang. But surprisingly, there is no Mustang on this list as far as I can see. Is there? Been in production for a while, but anyway, I just figured I'd let you guys know. Later.
Hey, Bear.
Are you on drugs, or is this your naturally moronic self?
A good friend, Mr. Bearsy28.
Long time call. Good to hear from you, buddy.
Absolutely. We went over that a couple weeks ago. I think it was 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
we were reading that article, and I think what was number one, Audi or something like that?
I think so, yeah. We were just, I don't know.
Yeah. So that's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. It's kind of a strange company, but,
Yeah.
Cool, man. Thanks for the heads up. Always good
on
to hear
on a personal
from you.
Note, he sent me a message on Facebook. He wanted to know if I really got tattoo sleeves.
Well, you did, didn't you?
No.
You're big, big.
Those came free with Guitar Hero Metallica. And you just kind of slide them on, and I took a picture with them, and I've actually gotten a couple people email me asking me if I really got tattoo sleeves. No way in hell.
I got to tell you, Chris, it does look good on you, though. It does.
Oh, God.
Always, always great to hear from you, Bear.
Yep.
Thanks for the heads up. So, we always like to hear from everybody that our listeners and our site members and all that junk, and we like to give stuff away, and we like to give our opinion on this, that, and the other thing, and here's how to do it.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
We've got a couple more voicemails here to go, and I just want to say something real quick before we go on. Yesterday, I spent time listening to some of our old episodes, and I noticed that as the years go by, our episodes have gotten longer and longer and longer, and it's directly attributed to the amount of voicemails that we're getting. Before, we'd get just maybe a few every here and now, but with the more and more voicemails coming in, our show seems to be going to the 30-minute mark instead of our targeted 10-minute to 15-minute mark. And I guess that's directly, attributed to the popularity of the show.
Well, I would think so. Plus, there's more to talk about. There's more Camaro news.
Yeah.
And since you're bringing up thoughts, my thought is we haven't forgotten about our first through fourth generation cars, too. That there's just hasn't been a whole lot of focus on it. So, by all means, if you got thoughts on that too, don't hesitate to give us a call on that.
Right.
We have a poll up in the podcast forum, the survey, and everybody majority wanted longer episodes anyway. So hopefully we're filling two needs there. The bird in the hand is worth Ozzy Osbourne on drugs.
People have also asked for multiple episodes a week too. I don't know if that's going to happen.
I wish I had that kind of time. It takes several days to record these shows. They're meticulously crafted.
Yeah.
Right after breakfast.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay, let's move on to the next caller.
You bet.
Hey, guys, this is Adam. I've got a 2SS, yellow and black, and a couple concerns. My first concern is some body panels, especially the bumper and then the quarter panel, chipping the paint, that is. And the second concern or thought, the stickers on the hood that are the dealer-installed option. God, what a joke. Why have somebody who only does this thing once every blue moon put stickers on a car that just makes it look absolutely horrible? Do you have any ideas of how I can get that done a little bit more professional? They've got to replace it because they put them on and they put buckles in the stickers, but you know, really not sure if I've got any other alternatives to get that laid down. I know I can always have it painted, but they're going to give me the sticker kit and just don't know what to do. Anyway, just seeing if anyone else had these same problems or same concerns. Thanks.
Well, first, congratulations on your new ride. Sounds like a great car.
Now, paint chips?
Paint chips.
I've not seen an issue with paint chips yet.
Neither have I.
I know.
I have heard about it from the NEOCC we were at. Mm-hmm. There's a few people talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I've never seen it in person.
No.
If you definitely need to take that back to the dealership then and have it.
Yeah.
Addressed.
And as far as the stripes on your hood, if they did not install them properly, they need to install them properly. And I think it's safe to say we can speak on behalf of the Camaro team that that's not acceptable.
Oh, absolutely not. And if you have them installed from the factory, like I did with mm-hmm. my cyber gray stripes, it is flawless.
Yes.
It is absolutely flawless. And most dealerships I know who have stripes, they have to put them on there. They bring in a professional.
That's right.
A professional striper, I believe, and they have lots of experience installing stripes and you know, the hockey stripes and the hockey stick, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right. In fact, get this. There's guys out there that are so good. I was actually with Pete from Petters. I mentioned that. And a new Camaro owner from Washington, D.C. actually came into this area because he bought a car from this area. He flew in to drive his car home. And while he was here with 75 miles on it, he was having the Petters XA Extreme XA coilover kit put on with 75 miles. And it was red jewel tint coat with silver stripes. Or no, I'm sorry, black stripes. And the owner, really cool guy, he's an F-18 pilot too, is really cool, was telling me that the installer put the stripes on dry.
Really?
There's no, you know, you don't hose it down and then slide them around to get them in place. Did it right the first time, and they were flawless. So to you, Mr. Yellow and Black Camaro owner, I say take it back to the dealership. Point out the problem and say, look, this is not supposed to be that way. You can even cite CamaroZ28.com as a reference on this.
Absolutely.
If they give you any hard time, send us an email and we'll put you in the right direction because that's not acceptable.
Right.
It's not right for the car. It doesn't make the car look good and doesn't represent the car itself. Ha ha!
That's right.
And the paint chips, too.
Take that.
Yeah, and post some pictures up. Post some pictures on Camaro Z28 so we can take a look at them.
Yeah.
Every account has a photo gallery, so you know, utilize it and let us know how it goes.
Right.
Thanks for the voicemail.
Okay, we got one more to go.
Fire it.
Hey, everybody. This is Director Casey J. Porter. For those of you who know who I am, you know that I made Return of the Camaro, and I want to thank everybody for supporting that film and everyone who helped me out. As you know, or you may not know, that I'm making a new Camaro film called American Legend. Yes, it is the one with the bikini car wash. I want to thank everyone for showing support immediately, for all the Camaro people that have let me film their F-bodies. This film is coming along great. It will be done soon. Once I shoot a little bit more footage, I will have a release date. I'd like to thank CamaroZ28.com for their help, Next Level Performance here in Florida, and I can't wait to show this to y'all. Go head to the message boards, head to the picture section, and you'll see some preview photos of shooting at Next Level Performance and also shooting at Baywash Bikini Car Wash. So I'm sure you won't mind looking at those. Also, if you live in the Orlando or Central Florida area, feel free to send me a private message. My name is Camaro Casey, and on the other forums, it's CJP. Contact me. I would love to put your Camaro in there. For right now, it's just Camaros. It doesn't have to be fifth gens. Later on down the road, at some point, I would like to include Firebirds and Transams. But for this film, this is strictly Camaro. So if you want your car in this film, go ahead and shoot me a private message, and we can work something out. And thanks to CamaroZ28.com.
Thanks, Casey.
I spent some time on the phone with him about this.
Yeah.
I've actually seen like a preview release
yeah,
of
looks,
the video
looks
so
pretty
far.
Good.
Yeah, you saw it too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and while we can't you know, give that out. It was like a screener almost, and it was not even complete. There's a lot more to go, but God, it looked good.
Yeah.
Casey does this just kind of just to get his name out there. He doesn't. Yeah. There's no money involved. He doesn't.
Good quality video though.
He's HD? Amazing. Yeah. Oh yeah, he's very very good at what he does, and we're happy to be part of it. Also, you know, our friend Tim and the folks at moderncamaro.com.
Absolutely.
As well as our old friend Jason and the rest of their team.
Oh, at
Z28.com. Yeah. They're involved in this too.
Good.
So, you know, getting
the more the merrier.
Getting the enthusiast owned sites together for this video is very very cool. So like you said, if you've got a good car and you're in this Orlando area and you want to have your car filmed, It's a pretty cool deal, and Casey's very good. He's very accommodating.
I wish I was in Florida.
Oh, I know. I know. I kind of wish I had a good camera, but he uses the top-notch stuff. Trust me, this looks good. Chris, can you post some links to the in the show notes to the bikini car wash?
Sure, absolutely.
We need one of those around here in Detroit,
yeah, no
too.
Kidding.
In the wintertime.
Yeah.
Boing. Yeah. Boing, boing. Hey, now. Family show. So anyway, we'll keep everybody posted on that on the forums as well as here in the podcast. I'm excited to see the finished product on that.
Yep.
So I guess now is the time where I
go into the vault.
Go into the prize vault here. So let me just open it up, and okay. Then I walk inside to the prize vault here, and I got a prize. And okay, I'm walking back out now, and. Oh, better seal this up, you know, so nobody else gets in there.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, there you guys go. You guys complained that there were no sound effects. There you go. You got sound effects for the prize vault. All right, I got a prize. I'm not going to tell what it is, but we got to give it away. We got to pick one of our call-ins that hasn't won before. We're doing this every week for the entire year, which is coming to a close. Who are we going to give it to, Chris? I'll let you pick.
Let's give it to...
Even Casey's...
Available.
He's available because he's just an enthusiast making a cool video.
Right.
That's all. He's, you know. So, but your call.
Let's give it to the guy who couldn't figure out how to sit in his Camaro, in a Camaro.
We're gonna give a prize to a guy that doesn't know how to sit in a car.
Yeah. Why not?
I'm just kidding, buddy. All right. Done.
What's his
name?
I don't remember.
It's okay. Listen, Mr. Go back to the dealership and get it straight. Thanks for the voicemail. It was really cool. It gave us a chance to talk about this and hopefully solve a problem. If you're not having it, possibly somebody else
yes.
is. So send us an email to webmasters@camaroz28.com with your shipping address and your shirt size in case we have a shirt that will fit you.
Yes.
And we will send you a goodie just for calling in.
That's right. Because this week's prize is brought to you
by
CamaroCollection.com.
So it was like a it wasn't really in the prize vault. It was in the CamaroCollection.com vault that I just walked out of.
Right.
Yes, that's it. Yes. So,
so you're going to be getting something cool from CamaroCollection.com.
Yeah, and as we go along, we give one of those away every month through the rest of the year. And as we each month progresses, the prizes get bigger.
Yes.
So if you've been thinking about calling in, you know, don't hesitate. Call in because and don't try to time it because we can't always get to every voicemail every week.
Right.
So what
we try
you,
to.
What, yeah, we try. But what you leave next week may not show up for 2 weeks later. So
exactly.
Just pick up the phone and call. We gave the number. You should know by now.
Yes.
Is that it?
No. We still have more stuff we got to talk about.
All right. Is that it for voicemails?
Yes, that's it for voicemails, though.
God,
not it for the show.
Quite honestly, I love the voicemails.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out real quick to Judd. AKA Bones 3180. He called in last week and left that 6 minute long podcast voicemail.
Yeah.
He sent us pictures this week of him taking delivery of his beautiful silver Camaro.
I saw that. That's a hot car, man.
Yeah. And he's got a picture with a Challenger there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Looks good. Looks real good.
Looks awesome.
Thanks for sending those pictures.
That was such a cool story.
Yeah.
I'm glad he left it. He thought he was, you know. You know, he apologized, and it's no big deal.
No.
You know, just make it worthwhile, and we're down with it.
Absolutely.
So, cool.
What else we got going on here?
Well,
I had some miscellaneous notes here.
Oh, did you? Okay, yeah. I'll let you go.
Yanko. I guess Yanko. There's a Yanko car spotted this week. There's a picture of it in the fifth gen section. I'll go ahead and post a link to that.
Yeah. The camera phone made it look kind of strange. It was in motion.
Yeah. Yeah, those wheels. Yeah.
When we were at the NEOCC show, there were... Allegedly, it's going to be a Baldwin Motion car showing up. And there's also the Nikki cars showed up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've heard there's, you know, Linkenfelder's doing a car. Fessler Moss is doing a car.
That's going to make SEMA this year.
There's so many
awesome.
Cool Camaros coming out. Yeah, the problem is mine's supposed to be there, at least up in, you know, so far. And it's going to, you know, I'm going to do some cool stuff to mine, but it's going to be bland in comparison. More on that
a little
later.
You have an endless supply of cash anyways.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have a day job just for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a cash vault you can reach into?
Oh yeah.
Bam,
yeah.
Here's another 100 grand to put into the car.
Because, you know, making a website and running a website for 13 years, it, you know, it's just like running Microsoft for 13 years. You know, it's just a endless stream of money. There's just so much money into it. Click ads. Everybody click some ads. Not on our site, on other sites.
All right.
All right. Any more tidbits from you?
No,
well,
that's it.
Then it's my, I hate to bring the house down. However, I gotta mention this. I'm very, very sad to report that we lost a very good friend of ours,
yes.
a longtime member, and one of our moderators. His name was Rich Kennedy, and he was better known as Rich 97 W68.
He was our V6 moderator. Mm-hmm. Also went by the nickname of Minus Two
because,
for his personal friends.
Yeah, because our friend Jen, who lives in Texas, she always called him Minus Two because he had a six cylinder and she had an eight cylinder, and he was missing two. But
yeah.
He was such a fun guy to hang out with. He took it all in stride, man. He's
lost the battle to cancer, only 30 years old or something like that.
Yeah, he wasn't, you know, he's pretty young. And he's one of those, you know, one of those guys that you just never forget once you meet him. He's just a terrific, terrific friend to have, and we're surely going to miss him. On the lighter side, they're always making advancements in cancer research. And there's always a fundraiser or a charity going on to help contribute to that. And we have a message from our longtime member, Doe Hunter. He's been around for about 10 years now.
Yeah.
January 99 is when he signed up. And he's actually cross-posting from another website, Viper Alley, which is like a huge Viper website, you know. He's also a member there. And there's a gentleman who's the subject of a raffle that's been, he's been battling cancer. And he's in trouble. And so somebody's actually donating a supercharged Camaro as a raffle to go as a fundraiser to this.
Nice.
So there's always opportunities to contribute. I think that I don't, just like there's always a Camaro in somebody's history, unfortunately, somebody's touched by cancer in their life at one point or another, at least once. And I know I have several times over.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't
unfortunately.
Don't hold back on helping out. Anything always helps. And so, Chris, you're going to put the link to the charity raffle there
in
the
show
notes.
Yep.
And hopefully sooner or later we can beat the crap out of this thing and kill it once and for all. So
absolutely.
Can't do it without people like Doe Hunter there. His name is Michael, yeah. and folks that contribute. So definitely contribute, and that's all I'm going to have to say. And that's all I got to say about that.
Okay. Well, on that note, let's wrap this show up, and we'll get some good stuff here, and we'll talk about for next week.
You got it. So everybody have a great one. Be sure to call in, leave your voicemails and emails, and we'll see you.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
I'm looking at a signature here on the board, and somebody's signature says, I'd rather have a beagle pee on my face than to go out with her.